Merkel Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Ryan Merkel.
I'm Brian Shipper.
If you have any crazy and wild stories you would like to share with us from your experiences on the road, go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the hammerlanelegends.com webpage, hit the contact section, get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us, just get a hold of us. Shipper, tell them about the voicemail line.
Voicemail lines, a short story, things that you've seen, created, participated in, anything.
Yes.
You know, leave a short message on the answer machine, follow the prompts that Tony tells you to do, and, you know, we'll play them on the air. 515-585-MERK. That's 515-585-6375, for those of you that can't spell. Like I said, short story, leave it. We'll take care of it. It'll play on one of the shows eventually. You know, whenever we get it. So fill up the voicemail line.
Amen. Fill it up. We need to have, we'd like to have a full show.
Right.
A voicemail line.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, exactly. But, we do want to hear your stories.
Right.
Tell them about the buy me a coffee right away while you're there.
I was going to.
Okay.
Just forget it. Stop interrupting me. Keep us fueled. Keep us caffeinated at buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane. It's a virtual tip jar if you like what we're doing.
And even if you don't like what we're doing.
Yeah. Feel free to contribute. They either keep us on the air or get us off the air. Whichever.
Yeah. I mean,
we're okay with that. As long as you contribute.
You know, if we get enough, we could just, cancel everything and be done, you know.
Yes. Earn 6% on a small island.
There you go. All right.
It's
100%.
Fine by me.
Yes. And yeah. That's it. Yeah.
No, there's a gear section website, gear section.
We don't know what's on it. So.
Don't know what's on it. Let us know. Leave us a voicemail. And then you got the prepping.
Nope, that's it. Nope. Oh, I was instructed not to do that. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right. Well, so. America, you're on your own.
Figure it out yourself.
And used to, Canada.
But I would just say, you know where to go. I mean, it's on every show up until now. So.
Yes. Well,
anyway.
Yes.
Today.
Who's the secret caller we have on the phone?
We have a secret caller today. It's going to be fantastic. We have Bobby Joe. Bobby Joe, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's awesome. Glad.
Scared her off.
I know, right? It's like, uh-oh. She's like, I can't do this. This is going to be I have standards.
I have regrets.
She's regretting it already.
How do you spell that?
Regards.
That's it.
So you're a driver. And
yes.
how did you find yourself in the trucking industry? How did this work out for you that you wound up doing this wonderful job in this wonderful industry?
Yeah, how about it?
Yeah.
So I actually started out as a dock worker.
Okay.
And it started doing outbound trailers. And then it became a jockey. And I figured, halfing up with half the battle or backing up half the battle. So when the program came available for like a doctor driver position, uh-huh. I was like, what the hell? So
definitely.
That's how it all started.
That's awesome. How do you like it so far?
It has its challenges, but overall, I've worked harder for less money, so I'm happy there, able to support my family.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? All right, and I should have qualified that by how long have you been driving? I didn't think that.
Sure. Yeah, I've been driving 10 years now.
That's fantastic.
You've been driving longer than Gary.
Yeah. She's half his age.
Right. Half his age, longer than getting, like, just let's put it out there. Do you participate in hammer tossing? Just asking. There's a couple people that he listen to this might ask.
No.
Okay. So we're safe there.
Yes, we are. Apparently we are safe there. Oh my word.
I know I'll get a phone call when this one goes out.
Oh yeah.
That's all right.
It sounds like she knows.
Yeah. She's well aware. So in your experiences, as you started driving and that kind of stuff, and I totally agree with you, you know, backing up is half the battle with this thing, you know, once, going forward, it's just making your turns wider. That's about all you're really worried about.
Unless you're a tank driver.
Yeah, that's true. And then you don't worry about, you don't have to worry about it, turns or anything. You just, you know, run over whatever you want. It's fine. You know, don't worry about it.
Right.
So it's a tank driver.
So what kind of area do you run? And What kind of area do you run at this time? You're a city driver, right? You'd like daytime.
Yeah.
P&D.
So I do city P&D.
Gotcha. Yeah. And do you have any plans of doing any line haul for who you're working for?
No.
No?
Not at all.
No desire.
Big no ski on that.
Not whatsoever.
That's a pretty hard no.
No. That's a whole separate beast in itself.
It is. Yeah, I agree with that. It is. I just, for myself, I started out as a city driver and I just, I hated it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I just hated it. I did, you know, just did not like the
people,
the traffic, the people,
the people,
you know, it was just one of those things. Nighttime is just so much more relaxed as far as driving goes. It's, you know, as relaxed as you can be. When you're sitting behind the wheel.
Right. He's inside his truck. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Nobody hears him.
And it's okay.
You're not dealing with the traffic.
Yes. Exactly.
You're not dealing with the customer.
Oh, amen.
You're not dealing with the everyday, like, supervisors, you know, dispatch and all that.
Yeah.
You're pretty much on your own as far as line haulers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But our line haulers pretty much like glorified dock workers. They just go to the hubs and route forklift. You know what I mean? They're not just shuttling.
Right. They get out, they strip out the trailers.
Oh wow, boy, that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm like an end of line terminal. So I'm not like a hub where you're going like, you know, 200, 300, 400 miles.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, they run the hub and spoke system.
Oh, okay.
She just runs into the hub, turns around, comes back.
Right. Like I'm doing more mileage in the city than these guys are doing on line haul.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with terminals that are close together.
It is, yeah.
You know,
that's true.
You know, you have, you know, like where we are, you have Carlisle's the big hub, right. And then you break out from there and you come to Lehigh Valley. It's spoke then at that point.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, like they don't got that long of runs at all my terminal.
Do they run hourly or do they run mileage?
Mileage.
Wow. That's
but then it's hourly once you hit the dock.
Yeah. But boy, that's
they're still making money, but more money than we typically do in the city.
Wow, no kidding. Now they're working a lot harder than I want to work. That's all I can say.
They're pulling doubles.
Yeah, at this age, it's like, for me, I'm like, working the dock, those days are over. You know, 30 years in the industry is like, that's enough.
For sure.
You know, but.
For sure.
So you enjoy doing what you do. You enjoy getting, you know, hauling. Do you actually do the doubles? Do you do drop and hooks that kind of stuff? Or
no, not so much. We don't do that typically in the city.
Okay.
I pretty much just do like a core around, you know, one general area. So I'm pretty much doing like the same things over and over.
Yeah.
You know.
I get it. Yeah.
She's going to the same customers, you know, at least two or three times a week, you know, that kind
of thing.
Kind of
like our city guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Did
she don't drive that little package van where, you know, she's got to get rid of 900 cartons by 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, but when I go to new areas and I go in there, they think I am the package girl. Like I have to like tell them I'm not like here for the little truck.
Right.
And then you look at you like you're crazy, but yeah.
Are you sure you're not here for the little truck?
They're going to be upset if I come back to the terminal with this little thing and I drop this big one off.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Holy cow.
Wow. Boy, I tell you, they just assume. And you know what they say do. When you assume?
Yes, they do. Yes,
oh, you know.
Yep, you got that right.
But that was pretty much as soon as I, like, started driving, I kind of ran into them. Even from other, like, drivers, LTL or over the road.
Right.
You know, there's some guys that don't think I should be doing what I'm doing.
Why?
You know, women shouldn't be in trucks. Because
really?
I think some men, it just hurts their pride that we could do it too, kind of.
Oh, my word.
Mentality. You know what I mean?
To be honest with you, I'm happier than anything that women are doing. It's like, maybe I can get out of this soon. You know? What the heck?
Yeah,
you
right?
Know what I mean? It's like, holy cow. I mean, it's a job. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess.
But you know, a lot of the older guys, they're still fixed in the whole idea that, you know, women are home. Right.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
The men are out working. But as we all know how the economy is, not even as of recently,
right.
It's just not feasible to be able to do that. You can't have a one income.
Yeah, especially with kids. You know, if you got kids and, you know, you want to have a life and a house and, yet, you know, little ones running around, it's like, yeah, holy crap, who can live on one? You know, to make
this
work?
Yeah, you can't. But that was just how it was.
Yeah.
You know, talking 10, 11 years ago, there wasn't very many women truck drivers at all.
Right.
I would rarely ever see. I mean, if we did, it was like they were a team driver, like with their husband or whatever, so like over the road.
Sure.
So it was like a little bit of, you know, hate, I guess, I would get from the other drivers.
Sure. Sure. And I mean,
I never comprehended.
I don't either.
Know,
I don't get that.
If
that's frustrating
to me. It's one thing if the woman would take it in. Sorry, I'm going to go off the rail here. If the woman would take advantage of the situation, being a watch, I could play all these guys. Oh, I can't back this in. Can you do it?
Or drop my landing gear.
Go that way. Or drop my landing gear or whatever. Pull the fifth wheel pin. If the woman's perfectly capable and able and does the job and
100%.
Actually does it better than what guys,
what
we
some guys
see sometimes.
Doing, right. Yeah, what the heck? I mean, we watch guys who are taking
I'm
half
all
an hour
for
to back
it. Yeah,
in, so,
I'm
yeah.
all for it, man. Power
yeah, but unfortunately, you get bad apples that will be like that, right?
Of course, yeah.
That there will be women out there that will, you know, be the damsel in distress.
Yeah, you just,
you know, come help me.
Yeah.
I can't hook my dolly, or, you know, you're going to have that regardless. So,
just like you're going to
have that.
See, I do that once. And then you're on your own.
Yeah, right. Right.
You know.
And that's how it should be. You know, you're willing to help somebody, but when you're being taken advantage of in order to help them instead of them just learning how to do it or figuring out a way.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But
so unfortunately, I can't think that there's not women out there that are like that.
Oh, and
because I'm sure there are.
But, you know,
there's guys out there like that.
Hey, listen, there's one other woman driver out of my terminal, but I swear I work with way more women. Then I work with men sometimes, with the way they try about everything.
Yep, I hear it.
So
I do. We get it. You know, we spent a long time in this industry, and it is sadly that's the way it is. There seems to be, I don't know. I'm trying to be as nice as I can. A lot of crying that goes on. It's one of those things that goes along with truck drivers. You know, it just, you know, just do your job. That's it. I mean, everybody has something to complain about. We all do.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I can't tell. I mean, I've seen, you know, Pitt, Ohio, you know, hire on, you know, women drivers, and it's never bothered me. I'm like, you know, whatever. And it should never bother anybody. It's just another person doing the job.
Right.
I don't care if it's a woman or not. It doesn't make a difference to me. It's like you're a human being and you can do the job. It's like we need more people to do the job. Let's get more people doing this job, you know?
Well, that's just it. You're capable of doing it, then you should be it. We also see plenty of people that you don't have a clue how they're able to even, like, how they pass the DOT physical.
Amen.
How they're even able to drive.
Right.
Like, it's unreal.
It is.
And it's gotten worse over the years where it was like, you know how they had this crazy, like, oh, there's this driver shortage.
Right.
So I even seen from my employer just the things that they, like the standards they used to have.
Yeah.
Just went like right out the window.
Oh, yeah.
Because I mean, they just wanted somebody to have feet.
What stinking standards?
We don't need any stinking standards.
We just need them to be breathing. Yeah.
That's what it seems like. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty bad out there.
It really is. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it where you're at, and we've seen it where we're at. We've seen them, the standard where, at some of these companies used to be you had to have 2 or 3 years or 4 years experience before they'd hire you on in the LTL. Now they're right out of school. And,
right. And they're right at top rate, too, when they have like final bonuses. Like there was no progression rate anymore. Like, that's when it all went to shit.
Yep. And the funny thing is, like for me personally, I look at it like it doesn't really bother me. You know, like there are some guys that it really bothers that the guys who are just coming in.
The guys
in
that they're, 30 years and the guy that's just coming in now, it bothers them that they start at top rate.
Right. In 6 months they're up to top rate or whatever. And I look at it like, that's what you got to do. It's what you got
to
do.
What I say to those people is, sorry you came in before the dirt got here, but hey, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Exactly. 26 years ago. Well,
I remember that too.
Yeah.
When I started, I felt like I should be paid as much as everyone else. I'm not doing anything differently, right?
Right, exactly.
I'm doing the exact same job. I'm doing the exact same areas. But the only difference that I see is from being experienced is you know how to figure out where you're going, how you're getting and how you're getting out and all that. After the amount of time that you've been there, you know, you're there a year, you've already gotten most of your stops.
Yep.
You already know what you're doing.
Very true.
You know, so that comes with that whole experience aspect of it. You're not really... You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you're coming right in out of school and then you rely on everybody else.
Yeah.
Right.
To help you out.
Sure. Sure.
To figure out the loop.
I agree. And I think one of the things nowadays that is so strange to me and probably shipper is the GPS. I mean, when we started, it was a maps, That's all you
Rand
had.
McNally, that was
30
it.
Years ago, you were just using maps, unless you were in the state, in the military and then, maybe you had GPS. I don't even know if they had it then. But I know.
Yeah, I'm glad I missed that error because we'd be in trouble.
I mean, there's days you're sitting there pulling your hair out trying to figure out how in the world, what? Where do you want me to? That's why I had to get out of the city. I'm like, I can't do this. I'm running around North Jersey just thinking of myself, just want to shoot myself. I mean, I was just like, just run me over now. I don't care. Right. I'm just
Google Maps is a great tool.
Able,
like a lot of the places we do residentials, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of that is looking at Google Maps and figuring out like what the hell you're doing, where you're going, how you're getting in, how you're getting out, and with Street View, I mean, it makes it so easy.
Yeah.
You can read the signs, you can see where the truck restrictions are, if there's a bridge or, all that, without all those tools. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have problems.
Yeah.
She took the advanced course.
Over the years.
She was reading the signs, actually.
Well, that's what Tony used to say when my son started driving at Pitt a few years ago. He's, he's like, well, yeah, Dad, you got to Google Maps and you use the Street View. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I had no idea what he was talking about. I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, yeah, you can see how to get in and how to get out and where to go and how the dock is set up and how the building is. I'm like, you got to be kidding. When I did that.
Yeah, Street View was, you were there.
You were standing in front of the building.
Yeah, that was your Street View from your own eyes.
Yeah, you were literally the Street View.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to keep a picture of it, you had to get out your Polaroid Instamatic that the picture slid out the front. Yeah.
Put that in the file. Use it as a crutch then. Yes. They're using it for turn by turn directions.
Yeah.
And then they're getting yourself all tangled up. And,
yes.
But they panic and bad things happen then.
Well, you got that right. Yes, you do. You got that. And that's where at the same time I look at it like it's a great thing that, the advent of the GPS and everybody's able to get Street View and see everything. It's like I'm glad it's there for people. I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad like you guys don't know how to read maps. I don't. Does it really matter anymore? I mean, it's like I'm okay with that. I'm not. I'm not upset that somebody has an easier time doing the job that you do. Daytime city P&D doing the thing. It's like, if I had to go in and out of some of these businesses, like I used to do, it's like, I would want to have that. I want to have every advantage that is available. I mean, I remember when I was driving in the city, I had my first cell phone and it was the size of a brick. That's how life was back then. It's like cell phone, you get a, we had pagers and they would beep you and, you had to pull over on the side of the road and find a pay phone.
That worked.
That worked. When you're driving around Newark at 9 o'clock right. at night.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah, it was just what it was. Yeah, that was life. You know, that's the way it was. What kind of changes have you seen in the 10 years that you're driving that either frustrates you or actually that you look at, like, you know, like my view of the GPS thing, it's like, I think it's great, you know, but what are some of the things that you find that are either frustrating or good either way in the industry?
I don't know. I find a lot of things frustrating, probably just on the daily, you know, so it's hard to like pinpoint it to just one, but if I was at work right now, you probably would have heard about 4 or 5.
Oh, you don't have to limit yourself to just one. You can, you know, we got plenty of
just
times.
Proves my point. You know, the only thing changes on the frustration level is the color of the truck.
Yeah, you know, that's very true though, because you talk to other, you know, other guys in the LTL, and it's all the same thing. It's all the same complaints. It is. You know, it's bad management. It's you know, dispatchers thinking you can be somewhere because they look on a map and you're a quarter inch away on the map. They don't understand why you can't get there. You're not in the next 15 minutes.
Yep.
They don't account for a lot of, like, the traffic and everything else.
Traffic?
So there's a lot of frustration that comes from all that.
There is. There's a huge amount of frustration with that. I totally get that.
You know, and in the city, you're fighting time.
Yes.
You get held up somewhere. You all day long, you try to make up for that time. You can't. You go to the next place, and it's even worse.
Right.
Because they're even longer than you should have been to begin with, and it just snowballs and you're defeated. You know, it's not even 11 o'clock and it's, you know.
I think what finally hit it for me when I was years ago was, you know what? You're still getting paid. You know, it's in my own head, I'm like, at least I'm getting paid. I wasn't happy because I wasn't making what everybody else was, because back then it was a 3-year, you know, step plan
right.
up to
right.
top rate, but. At least I was still,
see,
still
he's one of those
paid,
cranky,
you know?
Pants is that, yes. You know, he had to start out the bottom,
yes.
bottom
stuff. It's okay. I
no, that's
care.
How you talk yourself off the ledge it for is. Sure. Yeah. You know what? You're getting paid.
Yes.
Take your time. Relax.
And
you know?
Look at it down the road. You're like, okay, in 3 years, I'll be at top rate.
Right.
But you know. It's 3 years away and you're like, what am I doing?
It's not like you taped your pay stub to your chest and, you know, it's going to leap off the overpass, you know, in the traffic.
Right.
You never know. I had
no,
those
you
moments.
Know, because, you know, if it's 22 or something, you ain't getting out of that. You're just creating traffic for the next guy that was trying to get to this stop.
I make my best money on 22, I'll have you know.
Right. 3 mile
just
an hour.
Sitting there all day. Watching people run into the back of each other.
Spoken,
you know,
like a true hourly employee.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's thanks. The beauty. That's the beauty.
But it was nice when everything shut down, right?
Yeah. Like wasn't it?
Oh, my, yeah. It was beautiful. It was like, I was actually driving down the road, you know, doing the speed limit at like, you know, rush hour at 4 o'clock.
And she's like,
it's
sitting
like,
there.
Wow.
She's like sitting there at 11:30. Holy crap. All my stuff's
I'm
off
empty.
The truck. I'm empty.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's a difference to that.
Now they're going to make me pickups. No, no. It was a much more productive time.
It was just nice. You weren't fighting.
Yes, it was nice. It was nice at night. I mean, it was so crazy. You're the only truck on the. You don't see any headlights coming up behind you. Nobody coming. Nobody's in front of you, and nobody's coming at you.
Right. It's not. Like, it's not Interstate 80 either.
Yeah. I mean, you're just like
it's almost like eerie.
Yeah.
Yes.
What it's like that quiet.
Spanish flu, COVID. Well, we got another 75 more years, and the next one comes
Do
out.
We have to wait that long?
Apparently.
That's not right.
Everything cycles and circles around the back.
Yeah, we'll come back around to that. Okay.
Gidokie Tootie. And Raggedy Ann.
Oh, my word, dude. You just, you know, what can I say? Anyway, all of that, with all of those things. So. What?
Oh,
no, go ahead.
I thought you were winding up the show already. I'm like,
no, what are you kidding?
Well, that's usually how you, well, with all that said and done.
Well, we're talking about city drivers and what it's like and, you know,
Okay,
trying
proceed.
To get the top rate.
I apologize for the interruption.
It's okay, but now you my train of thought just derailed.
Got that's derailed. Okay. Yeah.
It's all right. I'll live.
Another Ohio incident here.
It is. What is this? Palestine, Ohio? Or is that Palestine, Ohio?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Ain't safe to live there.
No, it ain't. But
don't
anyway.
Don't trust them.
So
how did we go there?
I don't know. I honestly don't. It's like, you know, we
get
just
a,
got
get
there.
Get a thought in your head, will you?
I'm trying
have
to.
A
if
thought.
You would just stop interrupting my thought process here,
make this more interesting
shape.
To the listener.
Do we have listeners?
Apparently. She's listening to us.
Well, she has to.
She didn't click yet.
She's on the, other end, so she has to listen.
In 30 seconds. Hold on, I got another call coming in.
What's that? Uncle Gary?
Yeah.
What are you doing to me? So anyway, I was going to ask you a question. I forgot what it was. Thanks, Ship.
We'll wait.
Let's not.
Let's take this moment of silence. Regroup.
Yeah, what was I going to ask? Holy crap, you totally derailed my thought. I don't know. Ask her a question, Shipper.
What do you want me to ask you?
I don't know. If I had a thought in my head right now. I know I wanted to ask you, where do you see yourself going in the trucking industry? That's, you know, do you see yourself eventually becoming a supervisor, a boss, or do you like driving? Is that the thing that you enjoy doing the most? Is that where you see yourself kind of?
I wouldn't probably make it in management. I'd probably end up firing half the drivers because I know
she's got my attitude.
Everything out of their mouth is are liars and whiners and can't do anything. Yeah, I'd probably be like an HR nightmare.
You know,
if I got out of trucking part of it.
Unless you move into directly into HR, then you...
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
But I don't think I can handle that either because I have the people that want to call HR all the time, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're calling me.
Most ridiculous things. And I'm just like, I don't think I could be in HR and hear these people whining and complaining about the things they do. So, I'm probably stuck right where just be the truck driver.
You know what I find so ironic is that's the question that I think most truck drivers look at and go, no.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like, and that's why in our industry, so few people who are in supervisory positions actually drove a truck.
Right.
I know. It is nice if you do happen to get like that unicorn of a supervisor.
Yeah.
That understand when you actually do have a legitimate problem.
Yeah.
And they can be like, all right, you know what? I do understand. I've been there or I see what you're talking about.
Right.
The ones we have now will just yuck you to death if they think,
right.
You know.
But
you know, just to shut you up, kind of thing.
Shut up and walk away.
Right,
it's like,
yeah.
But if you do happen to find that unicorn, like you're talking about, that kind of a supervisor, you know, it's sometimes actually an asset for the simple fact in my mind, it would make you think you could actually do a little bit more, do a little bit more, be a little better, and this and that and everything else, you know. You get some of these squirrels, you know, they don't understand that you cannot put a round peg in a square hole.
Right.
And you're just like, I'm just going to sit back and watch this romper room episode until they figure it out for themselves. You know,
and I did have a supervisor like that. That was a truck driver at one time.
Right.
And, for a company, like in our area, like need to stop, but above him would be the management. And there was bad management above him that didn't have his back at the time he needed them. And he just was like, you know what the hell, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's out.
Right.
So, you know, those positions are revolving doors, reasons behind it.
Right.
So,
yeah. In that case, just look out for your number one, yourself. That's it. Everybody else is on their own.
That's right. You know, it's every man for themselves.
Yeah. Or woman.
You're a woman. Yeah. Thank you.
And that's where I stop. I'm not going to address any other thing.
Very good. Censor yourself, Shipper. That's right. Very good. I'm proud of you.
I did.
I am so proud of you.
I took the Merkel Media HQ note to heart.
Amen, brother. Thank you.
And I wrote something on it.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
But return to sender.
That is one of those things that, you know, it's just over the years, it's one of those things that I've you know, and I think every truck driver knows it. You know, they look at the people who are their supervisors usually haven't driven, and we all know why, and we all know that it's, and part of it, you know, who wants, because we know what truck drivers are.
Right.
I mean, we're a bunch of whiners. Yeah. Who the heck wants to be in charge of a bunch of trucks? I mean, it's like, you know, trying to herd cats, you know what I mean? It's like crazy. And that's the thing that I look at. I'm like, that's just, you know, it's nutsy. And I think about it sometimes, like, you know, the older you get, the more, you know, the aches and pains of doing the job for the all these years.
The older you get, the closer you are to getting out.
The older you get, the closer you are. Yeah, yes, exactly. It. It's one way or the other you're going to be getting out. Either you're going to retire out.
Die.
Or go the other way, yeah. Trying to be nice, but
you know. I'm glad you said it. I was thinking it.
Yeah, but weren't we all?
Get out of jail soon, card. Yeah,
exactly. And it's, you know, it's just, it's one of those things that you look at. It's like, that's just, it's part of living. It's part of driving. It's just, it's going to happen at some point. And hopefully,
no, I remember when I started, I was looking at the guys that have been here, like, you know, many years above me.
Right.
And I never understood why they were so disgruntled, right? Yeah. Always pissed off, no matter what, like, this customer, this traffic, going here, going there. And I'm just like, geez, like,
yeah.
But you know what? It's, as time goes on, you just, your patience is non-existent. It's not even that it's thin.
Yeah.
You just get to the point of, you know, it's Groundhog Day every single day. Yeah. And it just, wears on you.
Yes.
You know, and it's the same thing in and out. But on, like, the other hand of it, like, there's, like, I don't know how these people work at the warehouses, right?
Right.
That they go in, they punch a clock, and they're standing in that assembly line for 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever it is. Like, that, I would never laugh.
Right.
There's just no way that I would have the fortitude to stand there all day and do the same thing, whether it's packaging or, you know, just running an assembly line.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I totally agree with
that. But then when you're going to these customers, they're pissed off too. You're there for a pickup. They're all mad. Nothing's ready. They don't got the paperwork. Or you're making a delivery and they're pissed off. They have to go on a forklift to unload you.
Right.
So it's like,
what are you,
no matter
me?
What, you're...
Who cares what I'm bringing
you? Oh, I love
you?
That.
The last one is like, you know, what are you bringing me? I have no idea. I didn't pack it. Right. I'm dropping it off. You ordered it. Whatever it is, I'm sure you ordered it. You know, nobody's sending you crap that you didn't order. So, you know, it's like, what?
Does the box say Amazon?
You know, it's like, you know, oh, here comes the Amazon guy. He's going to make a delivery to my house. What, right. Well, what is it? Oh, I don't know. You ordered it, you idiot. It's like, yeah.
He didn't even talk to you. He throws it against your door, takes a picture of it, delivered.
They don't even deliver it right. You know, that's one of the things. Do you guys, where you're at, do you have special instructions for, like, residential deliveries where somebody says, yeah, deliver it to my side door? Like, they put it in when they order the thing. It's like, you know, what special instructions you have for delivery? Put it on the side door. Do you get
so
those?
Like, our residential, it's this curbside, right?
Okay.
Like, we're just supposed to drop it to the curb and it's their problem. But I don't mind, right? They want to put it in their garage. But everyone that wants it like that has the garage that's, like, super steep.
Yeah, I was gonna
and
say,
they don't understand why you
uphill.
Can't push a 300-pound skid up the hill.
Right.
And, you know, when you get there, you're like, oh, do you have someone that can help me? Oh, I just had surgery. I have a bad back. My knees are bad. Right. And it's just like, are you kidding me?
Curbside it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. That's what it is. But now that they rolled out, like, these straight trucks, right? Uh-huh. So every LTL has a straight truck. And the way they do ours is they'll have, like, special instructions. Like, they want it left here. And then you take a picture of it with, like, your handheld, just like your Amazon driver or whatever, when they drop it.
A big sign.
But
that
now
says,
that the straight trucks
here.
Are out, it's 10 times easier.
Right.
Than trying to get these big trucks into these residential neighborhoods that are not meant for us to be in there.
Right.
And you're pissing off every neighbor in that neighborhood because there goes their nice tree-lined street banging off your trailer, breaking branches, knocking those big green walnuts on everybody's car.
Yes.
So then everybody's pissed off and thinking you're lost, right? Like, everyone's like, you don't belong in here. And everybody thinks that, like, DOT are going to tell you that, you know, you don't belong there. And it's like, don't be pissed off at me. Be pissed off your neighbor that orders this shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, like, I don't want to be in here as much as you don't want me here.
Yep.
This is our smallest delivery van, 53 foot. You ought to see the big one.
They drop it right out of the air.
But this is their way of like staying competitive with like your Amazon and everything, right? To do like more of these residential deliveries. But until they, you know, catch up to speed with, oh, maybe we should be doing smaller trucks. Maybe we should be doing straight trucks. Prior to that, we're the apples in there, you know?
Yeah.
And everyone's mad.
Yeah, and it sucks to be them.
Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah, I'm like delivering like gazebos, like broken down, like, you know, the gazebos are like an 8-foot skid, which is like too large to take off the lift gate. So I'm fighting that. Oh.
Just because this guy was too lazy not to go to Home Depot and pick it up himself.
Right, right, because they probably saved like $100, but then paid $300 to ship them.
Right. Yes. I saved. Yes.
But they didn't show that. You know, you had free shipping, but they really tacked it on to like the actual product.
The cost, yes.
Yes. Nothing's free. This is America. Nothing, is free.
Right.
Is
but you still got these idiots.
Yep. Yeah. Who think they're getting something for nothing. Yes. There is no, my dad always told me there's no free lunch, and he's right. Yeah. There is none. That's just the way it is.
But they just make it look prettier.
The lunch
they
is make free, it look like it's free. $7.80.
Yep. And that's it. It's the illusion. That's all people are concerned with is the illusion. It's the perception that I'm getting something for nothing. Somebody's going to do something for me for nothing.
It's the David Copperfield of freight.
It is.
But I'll tell you what, being a woman and delivering to residentials is like, sketchier.
Oh, I bet.
Right? Than going to like a warehouse where there's lots of people.
Yes. I totally.
So like when you're going to like these residentials, it's a little bit little unnerving sometimes.
Well, you don't know if you're delivering to Charlie Manson. I mean, seriously.
Some of the people ain't gonna door, you think so.
Yeah, I totally agree. I get it. But yeah, that's
You know my rule. Like, he was coming right for me. I had to shoot him. Shoot him first, ask questions later.
Our drivers don't
before our handheld, we couldn't call.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Like, our handhelds now that you can call some, so it's like some stupid number that nobody answers, thinking it's like, please you know, hold. A telemarketer or whatever.
Right.
We used to use our cell phone. So I made a residential delivery, like out in Bogleville. Uh-huh. And, you know, I was actually picking up, somebody had like a business that went under, he was like selling his machines, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I picked it up, didn't think anything of it. And then like either later that day or the next day, I get a text message like, hey, you were our driver the other day and I wanted to know if you were single. Like that kind of stuff.
That's creepy.
Yeah. That's like, I won't even wear my name badge.
I've never got a phone call
because people Facebook
like that.
Stop me.
But you see how ugly you are.
I know, right? That's, you know, that's the stuff where I really feel bad for women in, you know, doing this kind, because you don't know what you're going to wind up with. That's wrong. That's just, you know, don't, you know what I mean? Like, I just, it's like, I don't know. That's where the creeps come out. And it's like, I don't know. It even makes me creepy. You know, like,
it's like so cringy.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, I was talking to like a receiver the one day and, you know, just bullshit, like normal. I see this guy all the time, whatever. And I leave, and like later on, I have like a friend request, and I read it. I'm like, why does that name seem like familiar, right? So I click on it, and it's like the maintenance supervisor of that place that I was at. Wow. So I was talking to that receiver. That guy's like looking at my badge, found me on Facebook, sends me a friend request. So I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna let it go because if you delete it, they know, right? So I just like the hell with it. I'll leave it. Well, I went back there and it was like 2-3 days later and the guy's like, I sent you a friend request. And I'm like, who is that?
Yeah, that's creepy. Well, I don't know who you are.
If I wanted to be your friend, I wouldn't accept it, right?
Right.
Well, if they put that much energy into finding out her name, they should be working for the CIA,
right?
Instead of being a maintenance manager.
I look at this stuff and I'm like, look, you friend people who are your friend. You know, it's like, you know,
so now I don't wear a badge. I will not wear my badge, and I just go by a different name, like, you know, get out my full name.
Yeah, totally.
It's just crazy.
I mean, those are aspects of the job that we don't think about because we're just a couple of ugly freaking mugs, you know, doing the job.
And then on the flip side of this, they wonder why the truck driver, you know, took a position on top of her truck, you know, and shot the maintenance guy at 1,000 yards. Don't understand why. What went wrong?
At the same time, The military, the military is on the phone with her trying to get her to come into sniper school. She's awesome. You see that shot?
Yeah. With his head back into the left.
Oh, my word, Chip. What is the matter with you?
You know, no sleep. It's going anywhere.
It's 65 years that you had to go there.
One day we'll know.
But yeah, like that's definitely weird.
That is weird.
It's definitely like that. Women's
bathrooms
are hard too.
I mean, I sit here and I laugh about it now, but if that was my daughter or my wife,
my word,
there would be no question. There'd be some lead.
There's at least some serious
some
words
hollow point
on.
Lead being shed.
That's the kind of stuff. I don't know. That's the stuff where it's just wrong. It's like, you know,
Newark, there is still places to dump full barrels, and you know, nobody's gonna find them. There are spots.
But see, the problem is I deal with these people like every day, right?
Yes.
So you start building like a friendship with them, right? Sure. You know, like when you walk in somewhere, who you're looking for, that's going to be the one to unload you. So like you become like, you know, friendly or whatever, but it's like some people just take it like too far.
It's perceived differently. Because
I mean,
you're
say hi to the guy.
I agree.
I mean, look at this perspective. You know, she says hi and she's cordial.
Yeah,
you
all know, of a sudden she likes me.
Yeah, 3 hours later, you know, he's got a shrine built to you.
But it's the same people that you can walk past at Walmart that wouldn't even talk to you.
Yep.
But it's because you're in this environment. And then if you're...
Well, you're not walking in Walmart with a badge on, unless you work at Walmart.
No. But, right. But I'm not walking in with a badge at these places either.
Right. Exactly.
But it's, you know, it's a uniform, right? So... Yeah. The problem is, too, when these guys have other friends around, right, then they talk big. They wouldn't probably say half the stuff that they say if it was just one-on-one.
Yes.
But then, you know, I'm going to say this, and these guys are going to think I'm funny or I'm cool or, you know what I mean? Like,
isn't that sad? I mean,
it's so cringy.
And I look at stuff like that. I'm like, oh, what, are you still in junior high?
Yeah, let's go outside so I can drop you like a bad habit.
It's weird.
It is.
Some of the things I would be sad.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's funny because just growing up in the era that I grew up in, you know, you kind of, I don't know if I was insulated from it or if it was just, you know, like I had a mom, I had four sisters, you know, but you think, oh, We don't do those kind of things anymore. We've matured as a society past that.
Look,
we don't.
You grew up.
You know, we're not looking
you
at.
Grew up, you got out of
but
the
apparently
house.
Not. You know.
You grew up. You got out of the house. You came home when the street light came on.
Yeah,
that was it.
That was
there
it.
Was no cell phone. You were the remote control for your father. You
yes,
knew you
I
had
was.
To be home.
It's like,
but at the same
channels.
Time, these warehouses you're going into, you're not dealing with like the most upstanding people of society either, right?
Yeah, no,
like,
you're right.
Dealing with like you could be dealing with like the real dirtbag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So depending on the area you're in, like really reflects on the people that you deal with.
Yeah.
So like one route in particular that I was doing for a number of years, it was a lot of the guys that work in these places are on like work release or that they are part of the program, like the employer gets the kickback for hiring felons. Right. So if you're at that point, you're hiring felons, you can dictate you're going to pay them bottom of the barrel, minimum wage, because where else are they going to get a job?
Right. It's like the Shawshank
Redemption. So you're dealing with these kind of people. So do I just treat them all like they're, you know, Charles Manson and just like keep them as far away as possible? You know what I mean? Like the situation you get in. You go in some of these buildings, they're dilapidated.
Yeah.
Like you don't even understand how they have a building permit to be able to be even operating.
Right.
And that's the thing. Those are the kind of people that are in there. They'll say things. I've had a couple of Brian being so weird. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just, to me, I just think to myself, you know what goes through my head? What is this person thinking about when they do that? You know what I mean? How in the world, how in 2024 or 2023 or 2022 or go as far back as you want and go, that makes sense. That just doesn't make that. That's like what?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that just drives me crazy.
Right.
I just don't get that.
No,
I don't
but you read the news. You see the crazy shit that goes on all the time.
You're totally right.
I mean, nothing surprises me anymore. Honest to God.
Yeah, I guess that's the
like,
thing.
Nothing.
Yep.
But So I trained two women with my company.
Uh-huh.
I trained two of them. One made it 3 days. Like she was out. She wasn't really cut out. Right.
Okay.
She went through the program, came out with her life, but then stayed in the city with me. And you could just tell she was just too timid. She was just, it just wasn't for her. Right.
Yeah.
But the other girl that I trained, she's total kick ass. Like she's doing great. She's, I think she's been with us 2 years now. And she has the same mentality as me. As far as you've got to be tough skinned, right? You're working around a bunch of men. So you got to be tough skinned in the fact of you can't be offended by the stupid shit that's said from God, right?
Right.
Because guys just say whatever they want to say from God. And they don't read a room real well to be there's a room of men and then there's one girl, right?
Right.
So, it's just one of those things. And she's great and she doesn't use as being a girl as a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
She's able to get the job done, and I'm very happy with her because it can go either way. Because women can be a problem too at workplace.
Sure.
They can be very petty, very childish, full of drama, and they can really make a work environment very hostile and everything else. So there's two sides to it.
Yes.
And but you really do have to be thick-skinned.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine.
To be able to survive.
Yes, you, I can imagine you do because you're the unicorn.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because girls like unicorns. What?
But I'm able to bullshit with the best of them
because she's the rarity in the room. That's what I mean. Is you're because even now.
They tell me I'm rare when I'm in a room.
Well, yeah, you are a rarity. That's for sure. But you're a rarity in a whole other way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. you always have to be on your guard. Being in this doing deliveries to residences, residential deliveries, sure. And getting into these areas and dealing with people on loading docks. And, you don't know what you're coming up against every time you back in.
I mean, you think almost she has to come in with the attitude, look, here's your crap. I'm not interested in you. And I really don't give a crap about what your life is.
Right.
Sign here.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, you'll see a lot of women.
Sure.
And there'll be men that'll make comments oh, why is she such a bitch? And
that's
it's sometimes if you give off that persona, you deal with a lot less shit.
Right.
Nobody's going to want to talk to you if you have the RBF going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I learned to be cold as ice.
I see that too, but I have no problem being forthcoming and, I'm not a doormat. You know what I mean?
And that's great. Yeah.
So I have no problem. If somebody has something to say, I have no problem saying something back or whatever, standing my ground. I'm not going to be walked on.
Right. I mean, because in the end, it in my mind, it should not be that you're a female truck driver. It's that you're a truck driver.
Right.
You are the person making the delivery. Period. End of story. That's it. Gender has nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? That's why we still view these things this way. I don't get it.
Well,
but it is. There's more women now.
Oh, there is.
Than there ever has been.
It is great.
That's great. Yeah, absolutely.
It's great for the industry. I totally agree. I think it's fantastic because then I can get out.
But I can see why a lot of women don't do it. I have three kids, right?
Sure.
So it's really the hours are demanding because you never know when you're getting done.
Ain't that the truth?
And I have a little later of a start in order to make sure my kids are getting on a bus and everything.
Sure.
But having a later start means you're working later at night.
Yes.
Right.
So
it doesn't mean you're getting home earlier.
Yeah.
That is right. Yeah. That never seems to be the case. And even asking for a day off sometimes, it's I have to sell a liver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's why you don't ever plan a day. You don't ever plan that I should be back in time to do this or do that.
Mm-hmm.
It just never works. Every time you plan something, that's the day you're working later. That's the day
it's
you're not
the same
gonna,
thing. If you're I'm going to come in late. Never do that.
Yep.
Right.
Never go to work. If you have an appointment beforehand, take the whole damn day because you go in late and it's just complete shit show because now you're way behind and it's just so much worse. You're better off just taking the whole day instead of being pissed off.
Yep. You got that right.
You 100%. Come in late.
you have your job to do. Oh, Fred called off, so we put some of the stuff on your truck.
Yeah, so now you're the catch-all. Right. Yeah, you are the hutch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are the house hutch in the trucking industry for that day. You are the catch-all. Everybody's throwing everything at you, and it's just all going to rest right on your shoulders. 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is one
and
thing.
And the dispatch always remembers that you came in late, so that means you can do the later stuff that needs to get done.
Yes.
Oh, well, she came in late, so, you know, she still won't be at that far many hours. So we'll just save that for her.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for that one.
Yep. Thank you very much. But no, you're totally right. It's, you know, this is a job that is unforgiving as far as time goes. And when you're trying to do, like, you're trying to raise your kids.
This is a job that has
no
concept of time.
No, exactly. Well, it's, you know, it's the only job I know of that they regulate how many hours you can work. What do you mean you're regulating how many hours I can? Again, we're back to this. You can work 14 hours a day. That's, you know, via the DOT. They say you can work 14 hours a day and you can drive 11 hours a day.
You want me to kick that soapbox out from underneath you? All right.
It is one of those things that just, you know, I look at it like, okay, I get that, but, you know, I don't want to work 14 hours a day.
Right.
You know, who wants to work like that? I like to have a life, you know?
Man, I struggle with that. Like I said, with having three kids at home, and I rarely ever miss work. I don't take time off. You know, because at the same time, they're depending on me as a one income.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. 100%.
I don't have that option either. So I miss out on a lot of things, too.
Yes.
And then, you know, Saturday, Sunday, I'm fighting to get everything done that needs to get done for the week.
Right.
You know, playing taxi. My son's snowboarding. I'm constantly up at the mountain. And daughter's in dance. So it's just,
it's hard.
It's hard to balance life and work.
Just put pro stickers on him. You could deliver them during the day.
Drop them off. Pick them up later.
Hello, I'm calling. See, a lot of
the guys I work with, they have either their wife works a like a normal 9 to 5, right?
Right.
Yeah. Or they're stay at home.
Right.
And it's like, I don't have that.
Yes.
So these guys, they want to be out all day, and it's like, I can't get done soon enough. Because just because I'm punching out there, I have so much more shit that has to get done. It's just waiting.
Sure.
So all that work, I just know, like, ugh. Like, I still have to go home, I have to cook dinner, or I have to do, you know, everything.
But you know what the beautiful...
So the later I'm there, the longer this is.
Exactly. Right. But you know what the beautiful part of all this is, Bobby? I'll tell you what it is. They all grow up, and then they move away. They move to Tennessee. and it's like, just you.
Tennessee's getting like, pretty filled up.
This is awesome. Where was this all
hard,
in my
it's
life?
It's hard to imagine.
It is, I know.
Like that.
It is, but all of ours are grown up, and they all moved out, and nobody wants anything to do with mom and dad anymore. So, you know, that's I'm kidding.
I won't even know what to do with myself then.
I'm just teasing. I love my kids, and they love me. We chit chat, and I talk to Jack probably a couple times a week. You know, just to keep in touch with him. He's the youngest.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You don't talk to Jack to keep in touch with him. You talk to Jack. Where's the show?
Well, sometimes that's what it is. And I'm trying to keep in touch. Like, hey, remember the show? But no, you do. You know, it's like eventually they grow up.
I keep in touch with them.
I do. Just ask him. I do. I even talked to him yesterday.
Yeah. Well, why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I can tell you.
What did I talk to him about?
Oh, you were talking about the AI thing and all
all that stuff, But anyway, it's interesting to get the female perspective in the industry because it's something that we don't, I mean, we've only had a handful of females on the show, women on the show. And I think it's interesting to get that perspective, to actually get that, you know, what's it like for you in the industry? What's it like to be on that side in the trucking industry, but to be a woman? When I say on that side, I mean to be a woman in the industry. I don't mean like, you know, there's sides here or anything like that. I just mean to be a female in the industry because it's not easy for us. I mean, you know, I look at it like I you know, and I'm, you know, I don't mean in a whiny way, but I know Shipper's like, yeah, here we go. But I look at, you know, like to me, the hours of service has been just one of those kind of thorns in my side. And I can't imagine being a single parent. You know, I have my wife and, you know, the kids are all grown up and now she's, you know, it's just me and her and it's, you know.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be able to do it. Honestly, like I wouldn't be able to have the things we have.
Right.
If I didn't, you know, take the opportunity when it, you know, came to me.
100%.
I wouldn't be able to do all this. Have a house.
That's it. And that's, see, to me, that's the beautiful part of being a truck driver. That is the one thing that you look at. It's like, there's a decent paycheck at the end of the week.
Yeah. It is. I mean, like I said, I've worked harder for less 20.
Yes.
Right. So, yes. I mean, I don't think this is a physical as much as it's a mental.
Right.
Right.
Job, yeah. You know, but yeah, I'm grateful.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I agree with that. I'm glad to hear that. I really am.
Yeah. I mean, I got a little perspective. Gary had told me a little bit about her and her background.
He's a great guy. I'm just teasing. You know, I just want him to hear his name on the show.
Make sure.
I know he texted me. Told me good luck today. To listen to what it aired.
Jeez. We're not filthy animals. I mean, what the heck? Anyway.
Well, I don't
know.
Well, I won't go there.
Anyway.
Gary had said about the struggles and stuff that went on that she has. I mean, you know, I was telling him, I says, you know, if she's a single parent, she's doing the truck driving thing, you know, got to have dinner for the kids. Right. You know, if the kids have any extracurricular activities, she's obviously the, you know, now she's in the limousine and taxi service.
Right.
And, you know, then she gets the maid service with the housekeeping, the laundry, you know, and all that stuff. And then you got, you know, if she has a house, we're cutting grass, we're maintaining a house.
Yep.
I said, that's a lot of crap for one person to take care of. And
totally agree.
You know, he was saying that you're doing it. And I said to him, I says, well, kudos to her, man. Amen. 'Cause, you know, I know men that can't deal with that.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know this guy can't take it. You know what I do? I have somebody cut my grass.
Yeah. It ain't that much.
Because it's like, you know.
You don't want to make that long trip to the garage back there to get the lawnmower?
I bought a riding tractor.
A rider.
And the following year, I contracted with somebody to cut my grass.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know, it's like, you know, when you're trying to balance, and this is where I totally get, you know, the struggle that you know, trying to balance life and doing all the things you got to do. And we do this show almost every Saturday. So I have no Saturdays. I have, I have one Saturday a month that we don't do the show. And I've got things that I'm doing on a Sunday. I got church and stuff like that on a Sunday that are going on. It just got to a point where it's like, I looked at it. And this was back when my hip, before I had my hip surgery and had my hip replaced. And I'm like, I just couldn't do it anymore. I looked at my wife and said, I can't do it.
Are you
and
done yet?
No, I'm still complaining. Just wait a second. You just keep your pie all shut. So I was talking to my oldest, Tony. He's like, well, you know, Dad, I started having somebody come in and cut. And he's 30. He was 30 when he did this. He's like, I have somebody come in and cut my grass. And I was like, well, why? Because I'm doing podcasting and I don't have time.
I don't understand why he'd have somebody come in and cut his grass if he's such the homesteader. Doesn't he have the animals that would graze naturally?
Well, now that he does podcasting, he doesn't work full time as a truck driver. So, and I was like, well, you know what, Tony, that's a good idea. And my hip was killing me at the time. So I started having the grass cut. And now my hip is, you know, like it's healed. I got my hip replaced and all that stuff, yada, yada, yada. And I'm still going to have somebody come out and cut my grass.
It is. I see the complexity of that, though. I understand.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you know, to sacrifice doing the lawn is taken away from having to do something else. Yeah. Like,
exactly.
It is. Like, exactly. It's a struggle.
It is. It is. You know. And I look at it like, I could, you know, easily, you know, come home and, you know, struggle through cutting
the
grass.
Yeah, you can make time for
I can do it, but.
He didn't want to.
You know, my kids are all grown up. It's like I had them to cut the grass and shovel the walks. And now I got to shovel the walks in the winter as it is. And it's not even that much of that.
Here's a thought that will take care of your problems year round.
AstroTurf
and heated walks. Okay.
Oh, no,
now, meanwhile, back to the show.
Right.
Thank you.
Back to Bobby Joe.
Yes. Now that you went off on that, you know, I'm glad you said her name because I was going to go Bobby Sue. I wasn't sure. So I wasn't going to say nothing to put my foot in my own mouth. Thank you.
Well, that's a first.
I knew it was Bobby. I knew it was another name. I wasn't sure. Man. Yeah, she's gonna call back on this one. Yes.
This is a one-time interview.
Yes.
And she is done. She's like, I'm out. These guys are in this. You know.
Better bleep that out.
Yeah, I know. I thought about it as it was. That's why I trailed it off, because as I'm thinking about it, I'm saying it. I'm like, you can't say that.
You need to think before you speak.
Yeah, I don't do that very well. So anyway.
Not so much a lot.
Yeah. Not so much a lot. You know, it is what it is. You know, it's thankfully it's a show for truck drivers by truck drivers. So there's a lot of grace.
Yeah, but back to my original point. I mean,
what's your original point?
You know, like I said, you know, she's definitely balancing.
Spinning
a lot of plates up on the up on the little sticks. You know what I mean?
Yep. And my hands off.
Running out of plates and sticks.
That's right.
Yeah. And hands.
Go with paper because if they fall, you can put them back up again.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's as soon as one plate is dead, it's like, you know, here comes the more shovel bullet.
Yes. Right. Oh, my word, yeah. So our hats are off to you. I mean, it's amazing what you do. Yeah. Like I said, we know what this industry is like. It is unforgiving when it comes to hours of service. It just is.
Yeah.
You know, there's no easy way. And like you said, you need time for something. You just got to take the day off. And it's like, nothing I can do about it. You know, it is what it is. But
because you're not getting out at 5 o'clock that you can have an appointment.
Nope.
Or, you know.
No, it's almost like you tell them, I have an appointment I have to be at such and such a time.
Well, that's
and they make sure you work till that time.
Right. Well, that's why I say, you know, those vacation request forms. No, that's not a vacation request. These are I'm giving you the days throughout the entire year that I have plans on not working.
Yes.
Thank you. I am giving you a year's notice. Okay?
Shipper walks in and hands his vacation request form and says, these are the days I'm not participating.
Yes. These are non-participation days.
I love that.
Yeah, I wish we all could do
because
that.
Because I'm not having a vacation on those days that I plan on not participating. I have other stuff I have to take care of.
But they have they don't really care. Even when it comes down to, like, if you need something, like, as far as the day off, like, I'd always get, like, pushback for it. You know?
Exactly.
It's upsetting because there's like certain guys that it's never a problem.
Right.
Right.
Welcome to
but
my
then
world.
It's like,
yes.
Yeah. And then when you need it, it's like, it's a hassle for them. Like, give me the day. It's like, you'll be okay. You will survive. Right. I'm just not going to be here for a day.
Yep.
You know,
they make it seem like it's won't melt down again. In one day.
Right. Yeah. But it's my dispatcher that gives me the hardest time. Like, so if I need to like request a day off, I'll go to somebody else. I'll go to like a different supervisor and they'll just put me on the calendar. Right. And then when my dispatcher sees it, it's like, you know, that week or whatever, and like she's huffing and puffing. It's like, don't you know, like, you know, I'm given these days and I'm, you know, using time I don't pay.
Right.
Like, and it's so far in between, like I said, because I need to be at work.
Right. Well, I'm going to try a new strategy next year.
Yeah, what's your new strategy going
to
be?
I'm just going to put down from January 1st to December 31st. I'll let you know if I'm planning on coming in.
I'll let you know what days I'll be here.
Yeah,
it's easier to let you know what days I will show up than the days I'm not.
Pencil me in for the year, and then I'll give you a heads up a week's ahead.
Yeah,
notice if I'll be here all week.
Let me know how that works out for you while you're on the unemployment line.
I'm going to try that.
When you start applying for a different traffic
you tell
color.
Them your availability, not the other way around.
Yeah. Now, this is 2024 now.
Pretty
sure it goes
times.
Like that now, though.
Yeah, but
hey, if worst-case scenario happens, I can always take these pocket T-shirts, rip the pocket off, turn it upside down, and...
And work for PennDOT?
Exactly.
Is that what you're trying to say?
I just got to get the day glow yellow or day glow green or orange or whatever the hell it is.
I like that you at least have a backup plan.
I almost went Italian there. I heard it.
So did everybody else.
I tried. I was this close. Where are we at?
It was almost close. It was almost the perfect rant, you know?
It was this close, dude. Missed it by that much.
Oh, my word.
So anyway.
Well, Bobby Joe, we appreciate you coming on and having a chat with us and just kind of, you know.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It was a blast. We
had a good time.
We hope in time you come back on. We didn't scare you away. Yeah. It was just nice to have a conversation with you. And Gary was
actually a woman for a change. I mean, because what's the alternative? Gary.
Gary was right. You're very nice. And it was just, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. I don't know, Chip.
What?
You know, I'm just trying to end out.
It's going
to
be a phone call Monday night, you know?
It'll
be taken care of.
It might be a phone call tomorrow.
No.
She's like, Uncle Gary, what's the matter with you, dude?
He won't call.
No. I'm not even going to tell him. I'm going to let him be surprised.
There you go. Fantastic. But yeah. It has really been a lot of fun having you on. And we do hope that at some point you'll come back on and talk with us. Just, you know, as Tony always says, you know, chop it up with us again.
Or your fellow coworker, the other woman in the company you work for.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah,
it'd be fun.
We would love to have it. Yeah, and you know, you guys can, if you, you know, yeah, we'd love to have a conversation with her. It'd be great. It would be awesome. Anybody. Yeah.
No, it's a woman. You're not going to say, well, if you want, you can come in the studio. No, you're going to be the creeper.
I was going to say we could do a phone call together with them if she's uncomfortable. You know, that's
okay. Here, watch this one, Bobby. I'm thinking Bob the Fueler.
What the freak? We're going. Ship. Whatever. What were you gonna say?
Oh, I was gonna say, watch this one. You know,
We're watching.
If she wanted to have her other girl that works,
yeah, the other lady that works, and then there, yes.
Here's Brian trying to figure out how to merge the calls together.
Just use one speakerphone between us.
Just pass it back and forth.
Because I am really skilled at this.
Yeah, we're not technologically advanced.
No, we're...
We barely got your number down before.
Oh, my word. I think the wheels fell off of this thing a little while ago, but it was a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Bobby.
It was a happy drive over the cliff.
It was. It's just a crash and burn now. We had a blast. We hope you had a good time. We hope that you enjoyed yourself, and it was a nice. It was a great conversation. It was good to get that a female in the LTL industry perspective.
Because sometimes it's something that as guys, kids, we don't. Yeah, by yourself,
right? And doing all the things that you do. Yeah. It's perspective that as guys we don't have.
So
we
just, all the other just pansy right. asses out to. There, I don't want to hear you bitching.
Exactly. I mean, be
I'm
nice.
I'm glad
to
that's
you.
The takeaway from all this. That makes my day.
Be nice to your fellow truck driver. Period.
Yeah.
I don't
pull
care.
Up your pants period. And
gender
let's go.
Doesn't matter. Thank you so much, Bobby Joe. You take care of yourself.
All right, guys. Take care. Thank you again. Yep. It was a great time.
Anytime.
Yep.
Anytime. And with that,
keep the hammer down.
In the hammer lane.
Amen. Good night.
You'll never guess the places that I've been. You'll never guess the places that I've been. Because everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Never gonna let the day begin. Never gonna let the day begin. 'Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't wake me up before you go. And I'll just make this bed my home. Oh, darling. Give me my dreams. Dream, yeah, but only in that world that I dream of.